Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The border of Mexico with the United States, running from Texas to California. The headline in the Wall Street Journal tells the story. Pandemic-era border policy expires amid migrant surge. Subhead, thousands sought U.S. entry in recent days. Subhead, how the new immigration system works after Title 42. Subhead, House passes GOP border security bill as Title 42 ends. Subhead, U.S. formally ends COVID public health emergency. To explain much of this frantic activity, I welcome Daniel Henniger, deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. He writes Wonderland, anticipating these hours. Dan, as I understand it, the Homeland Security Secretary, Mr. Mayorkas, is saying that this surge was anticipated, that the U.S. is presenting a picture of calm resolution, except the secretary, I believe, mentions waiting for Congress to act. What's he talking about, Dan? Congress to act how? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Secretary Mayorkas has been saying that from day one, waiting for Congress to act. Some of us have been around congressional debates over immigration reform going back to the 1980s, and everyone understands how difficult that is. Immigration is a federal responsibility, and specifically is the responsibility of the administration in power. And we know that when Donald Trump was president, he attempted to build a wall, and he had a policy called Remain in Mexico. And once the Biden administration came in, their policy on immigration was pretty simple. It was reverse Trump. Whatever Trump had done, do the opposite. And so they effectively stopped enforcing the border, and people started flowing across it. The surge has been going on for 2 years. What we have now in the wake of Title 42 suspending is a super surge. Everyone is coming to that border. Back then, it was Mexican, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador. Then it was Venezuela, the Cubans, Haitians coming. And we even have individuals paying money to fly from communist China and then walking across Panama to get into the United States. Kazakhstan, Ukraine, everybody who wants to get into the United States knows that you have to be stupid to get into the official immigration line that takes years. They now show up at the border. The administration knew this was going to happen. They have done nothing over 2 years, very little, other than process people through. And now they purport to be putting in place a set of policies such as Title 8, which can fine people for coming across the border repeatedly. But truth to tell, John, I watched Secretary Mayorkas' press conference this week, and I think all of these policies are what I would call nominal, in name only. I don't think they have any intention of actually trying to effectively enforce any of these control policies. Their policy is to simply let people flow into the United States. And the question is that ultimately going to create political problems for the Democratic Party?
Dan, I've watched this story in terms of human beings pouring across the Darien Gap and then crossing Central America and entering the United States, some apprehended, some not. The chief of the Border Patrol, Raul Ortiz, makes a distinction between those detained and those, they call them gotaways, G-O-T-A-W-A-Y-S. But his tweet recently brought my attention to something I had not carefully watched these last years, which is what's also coming across the border. The chief documents what they've apprehended in, he said, 72 hours. 72 hours, this is last week. 164 pounds of marijuana, 83 pounds of meth, 66 pounds of cocaine, 11 pounds of fentanyl, 5 pounds of heroin, $12,000 seized, one firearm, three sex offenders, one wanted felon, one gang member in 72 hours. And that was before the surge. So I understand the politics of this can be delicate, but certainly watching that amount of poison flow into the United States is a direct national security threat. Does Washington respond?
It should respond, but the White House, specifically the Biden administration, does not respond. And I think there are Democrats getting very nervous about this non-response. That is the problem, that, as you just described it, that occurs when there is basically no policy about the border, no border control. We see these tens of thousands of people coming into the country. And I want to do say, I want to say, John, that I think the majority of them are indeed coming to the United States to work. And there is work available across a broad range of industries. We could use more immigrants in the United States doing an array of jobs. But when you have effectively an immigration system that is chaos and anarchy, as is occurring at the border, it's inevitable that the criminals will participate in it and use that flow of people, which the Border Patrol obviously can't completely control, to ship enormous amounts of toxic chemicals and drugs into the United States. And as we know, the fentanyl crisis is killing young Americans every day of the week. If any of our adversaries, China, were somehow actually killing Americans somewhere at that rate, we would consider it an act of war. But here we are with the Biden administration simply wringing its hands over what's going on down there.
Your column also includes an observation about the large cities where some cities have had the Texas board, the Texas state of Texas, state of Florida, others sending busloads of the immigrants crossing the border. One city in particular, though, you feature is San Francisco. I don't know if they're busing to San Francisco. There's not much left to bus to, as I understand it. You mentioned the closing of stores. Is San Francisco a failed state, Dan? Has it moved beyond remedy of political voices?
I think it's getting very close to that, John. And it's an interesting point, because if it's a failed state, failed city, it's because it's a failed progressive city. There is probably no more progressive city in the United States, other than maybe Seattle or Portland, than San Francisco. And they are now reaping the whirlwind of their own policies, especially on crime. Major retailers like Nordstrom, Walgreens, Whole Foods, simply pulling out of that city. And the point I tried to make in my column is the progressives in the United States, whether they're in San Francisco or Chicago, St. Louis or Baltimore, they put in place policies on things like reducing policing, reducing the categories of crime. And then when the problem, shall we say, surges, as it did with crime in these cities, they don't change course. They refuse to change their policies. And I think the progressives are in control of the Biden administration's immigration policy, and they simply won't change course no matter how much damage that policy does at the border. San Francisco is kind of an archetype, I would say, of where we're headed if the progressives are allowed to remain in power.
From the Texas border to Fifth and Market in San Francisco, trouble. Dan Henniger, writing Wonderland for the Wall Street Journal editorial page, deputy editor of the editorial board. I'm John Beck.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.